USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Pope Francis delivered an inspiring Easter message urging people not to lose hope through the continued dark months of the pandemic.
Mysterium Fidei.
Easter service at St. Peter's Basilica was significantly scaled back with less than 200 in attendance. Christians gathered at celebrations worldwide with the faithful far apart and singing through face coverings. Hunter Biden says he's cooperating completely with a federal criminal investigation of his business dealings in China.
I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
Hunter Biden on CBS News, he has long denied any wrongdoings in his overseas business dealings. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The military confirms that explosions around two Somali army bases on Saturday killed at least 9 staffers. More than 70 attackers were taken out. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. In a separate attack last night, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive at a tea shop in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, killing at least 6 people and wounding 4 others. 22 members of Indian security forces were killed in one of the bloodiest attacks yet by an extreme insurgent group in central India. They were killed in a 4-hour firefight. Indian security forces have been battling far-left guerrillas since 2017. Last month, 5 policemen were killed and several others injured in a blast that targeted a bus carrying security personnel. Landslides and flash flooding from torrential rain in eastern Indonesia has killed at least 41 people and displaced thousands. More than 24 are missing. Mud tumbled down onto dozens of homes in a village in the middle of the night. Relief efforts are hampered by power outages and roads covered in thick mud and debris. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The top two teams in college basketball will meet Monday night for a national championship.
Baylor advanced to the title game by dismantling Houston 78-59. 5 Bears scored in double digits, with Baylor building up a 25-point lead at the half. The other national semifinal game was the opposite of a blowout, as Gonzaga defeated UCLA in overtime 93-90 on a half-court heave at the buzzer from the Zags' Jalen Suggs. Gonzaga moved to 31-0 on the year with the win, becoming the 12th undefeated team to make it to the national title game, and the first since Kentucky in 2015. There hasn't been an undefeated champion in men's Division I basketball since the 1975-76 season, when the Indiana Hoosiers cut down the nets with a 32-0 record. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the women's tournament, Stanford and Arizona go for the gold tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. The anticipated reunion of a classic TV show is finally back on schedule. Wendy King has details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry are reuniting next week to film an unscripted Friends special for HBO Max. The project is now back on track after being derailed for a year due to the pandemic. The taping is scheduled to take place at the show's original soundstage on the Warner Brothers studio. The reunion is expected to debut on HBO Max in May.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.